Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu, and I'm here at the Burlington Toy Con, Toy Show.
Yeah.
Here with a couple of our good friends from the GCE. We have Mark and Angel. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Good.
Good. Two of our brothers in arms in the geek community. So I have to ask you right off the bat, Mark. You're an awesome photographer.
Thank you.
We always look forward to seeing your photos at the different shows.
Yeah.
Always been an interest of yours.
Yeah, my father got me into photographing when I was a child doing film, and my uncle actually owned an art studio downtown St. Catharines.
Oh, cool.
So I spent some time there when I was younger and got a camera and just kind of went wild with it at that point.
Nice.
So, something that's always kind of been there for me.
Cool. Have you had a favorite subject at any of these shows to take pictures of?
My favorites have always been, you know, the shots of people actually truly enjoying the cons. So people either, you know, meeting their favorite person or seeing a really cool costume or, you know, just overall enjoying themselves.
That's cool.
Because we see the generic same few photos at every convention. You see the guy standing there. You see the person shaking their hand or, you know, the generic cosplayer shot. And those are wonderful, you know, because those people do like seeing those costumes, but it's the ones that you can throw in there that are extra that really make it special, and you can really see the emotion and the joy that is happening in that convention.
Oh, definitely. Now, Angel, you're a master cosplayer.
No, I would not.
Really?
No, I don't. I hate the idea of rankings and levels.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to rank you, but your costumes have been pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, thank you for that, but like, I don't really enter contests for like the ranks and stuff. I like building costumes, so for me, it's more about me loving the character and trying to do them justice versus like I want to be recognized for, like, you know, like when someone says, oh, I'm a master level cosplayer, I'm like, it kind of takes the fun out of it, like,
okay.
So I don't know, I just build costumes because it's fun. I think you shouldn't be ranked for your ability, I think you should be ranked for your passion more than anything.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I remember once I went to it was a panel, and someone said you should always cosplay within your limits and your skill set, and as soon as I heard that, I kind of like walked out, because I think I would rather see someone do a character they love and have it be like not the best costume versus a good costume, but it's just someone they did because they thought they could do it well. You know, I think you should always choose a costume based on characters you have like a connection to. That's kind of how I've always chosen costumes anyways.
What was the first costume you ever did?
Like at a con?
Sure.
I mean, like I've done costumes since I was like a kid. Like I remember when I was in like grade 2 or 1, and I walked into school and dressed in like a cardboard and like paper mache rocketeer costume when
nice.
I was a kid. Yeah, I built a helmet out of construction paper and converted my backpack into the jetpack. First convention I've ever went to, I went as Colossus from the X-Men.
Very nice.
I've done Cyclops. I've done Rufio, which is kind of pretty popular. I went as Clark Kent on some of the Superboy, but those are just kind of like just like fun random civvy type deals.
Do you have a favorite of all the ones you've done?
I honestly think up until now my favorite has probably been Battle Rufio.
Okay.
Because it always stirs such a nostalgic reaction from a lot of people. Because I mean, like a lot of people, they go to conventions. It's a really wide variety of age range, right? But then you'll have the people that are like the parents that are going with the kids, and they have no clue how the people are. But then they'll see like, you know, Hook and Rufio, they'll be like, I remember watching you when I was younger, and it's a really nice feeling. I think the coolest moment was when Stephen Amell and Dean Cain recognized me and my girlfriend as Hook and Rufio. They're like, you guys are my favorite costume from the weekend, and like that's just like hearing stuff like that is really cool.
That's got to make your decade.
It kind of does. Absolutely.
Cool. Do you guys have a favorite moment of the time you've been with the GCE? I know that's a loaded question with all the stuff you've done.
I think for me was when we were in New York this past fall. and I handed out my business card to a random person, and they're like, yeah, I know your stuff. I've been to your website.
Oh, wow.
And I was at the largest convention at that this year, actually, was the largest convention in North America. And having somebody say, yeah, I've been to your website, I've read your stuff, I've seen your pictures, was just like, what?
That's awesome.
But that this is actually happening. You've heard of this, and you know, it was a good feeling. You know,
imagine, yeah.
It felt like none of this actually was frivolous. There's some merit behind it, you know. Yeah. So it was nice. I liked it a lot.
Cool. How about you, Angel? Do you have a favorite moment?
It's hard to pinpoint one because, I mean, these guys are some of my best friends that I've met from the convention scene. But I think New York was a pretty big one for me because it's the first time. Like, I mean, we always spend conventions together. But I think New York was kind of the first time that my girlfriend and I, Andrea and Steph and Dan, we decided that we're going to go to New York together as sort of like a group. And it's a little different when you go to a scale of a convention like New York and you go outside of like your area, and the fact that like we spent the weekend just hanging out with each other, you know, just talking all about GC stuff, not only at the convention but outside, and just like getting even closer as friends. I think that for me, like, that was a really cool bonding moment for with everyone. But I can't pinpoint one because I love those guys.
Yeah, Ryan and I were just saying that one of the best things about doing this podcast is the friends we've made through it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's people that I, you know, we've only known each other for 2 years now.
Almost under, yeah, less than
yeah.
Up on 2 years.
Yeah. And it was strictly because we met at randomly at a convention.
Very nice.
We started talking and started hanging out, and now in July talk all the time. We hang out all the time. We plan trips together.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things. And, you know, there's a lot of friends that I would never give up because I've met them through this type of environment. You know, it was really good to kind of get into.
Cool. Where are you guys going to be appearing in the near future?
Whatever's the next convention, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
We're helping host GTA Con.
Oh, yes,
in April.
We'll be there.
Definitely. Can't wait.
It's going to be so much fun. We also are going to be at Con Bravo. We're also going to be at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're also going to be at Fan Expo.
So the usual hunts.
Usual hunts. And we're going to try and go again to, well, we're waiting on our approval for E3.
Nice.
So that would be amazing to go to. But then again, then it's finding a way to get to California.
Are you doing a March Toronto Comic Con?
No, we won't be at...
Okay.
TorontoCon, no.
Okay.
We're foregoing that because it's so close to all the other ones.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Sometimes there is such a thing as too many cons.
Right.
Yeah. Getting burnt out really quickly.
Con burnout.
Yes. You can.
No.
Traveling gets tiring.
Expensive.
I can imagine.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, you know, you guys have been good to us the last couple of years, too. And
yeah.
It's been great meeting you and other friends we've met doing the geek thing.
Yeah.
So we look forward to future events, and we'll definitely be at GTA.
Awesome.
And we can't wait to see you guys there, and thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.